Chaz and AJ.
Baz is on the line.
Hey, hey, Baz, how are you?
I'm good, my man. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Wow.
So, your movie, Epic Elvis Presley in Concert. Run us through it.
Really?
Well, what did you want to talk about?
You know, people usually want to know where it came from because, like, we literally, it's an accidental film, you know. I found it in a, found the footage in, literally in a salt mine in Kansas City.
A salt mine?
And, seriously?
Right.
Yeah, that's what you do. They keep all of the negative for MGM is kept in these salt mines, right? So it doesn't get, yeah.
Really?
So
were you
like,
in?
Were you, about what you were talking about.
Were you in the salt mine looking for something else, and you found these, or were you looking for the Elvis, and you found way more than you wanted or thought?
No. Well, I needed. There's a guy called Ernst, and he's an amazing guy. He knows everything about Elvis. He's like the Elvis scientist, you know.
Yeah.
He knows everything about Elvis, and he says maybe when you're making your movie, you could find a reel to use in the showroom scene. And I didn't go myself, but I sent a guy down there. And honestly, man, it was like, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know? Dun, 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 dun,
right, bang. Right. Big boulder coming after you. You had the whole nine yards. You know, start the plane.
Well, mate, I mean, you know, like, listen, if I'd have been there, the boulder would have come at me. But, you know, the guy, I said, it was a very nice person, you know? So, but 67 reels, my friend.
Whoa,
67
whoa.
Reels of negative.
Nice.
Yeah, no yeah. sound, though.
No.
No sound.
Oh,
yeah?
That's cool.
No sound. Anyway, the whole point of it is, that I see it, it smells of vinegar when it comes back. It means it's dying. It's going to actually disappear.
Right.
And 2 years, it took 2 years. It took one man to get the sound, match it all up. And also, like, we found one reel, never, ever before heard, so rare, of Elvis just telling his life story.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
And I went, all right. Yeah, just really unguarded, actually. Very unguarded.
Wow.
You know, so... So we said, well, look, what if we make, like, not like a documentary or a concert film, but we have him tell his life story, and then this is him in 1970, right? This
yeah.
is even, like, at the absolute peak of his life, like, performance.
Yeah.
You know Clive Davis, you two? I don't know. I'm guessing you know a bit about music, you two.
Yeah.
All right? Clive Davis, I talked to him, and he said, I never in my life been to an opening night, like the first night of the Vegas residency. Elvis was the greatest performance I ever saw. So we restore it with Peter Jackson. You know Peter Jackson, he's a New Zealander.
Yes,
I'm
yeah,
Australian.
Yeah.
But we still get on. You know, I'm just telling you, you know. There's no tension there, right? And you know how he restored the Beatles? Well, Peter and his team restored Elvis Presley in concert, this material. So, I mean, if you get to the biggest screen you can, you're going to see people clapping and singing along and multi-generational. The craziest thing is
yeah.
we have as many 20-year-olds and 10-year-olds, all the 10-year-olds that bop along to Tiger Man, which I'm not sure why. I don't know what the science of that is. Maybe you two gentlemen could help me. Why is Tiger Man popular with 10-year-olds? Do any of you know?
Who's Tiger Man?
I guess not.
The Tiger King, you mean?
Tiger King?
Yes. Yeah.
Tiger
yeah, wait.
Yeah.
No, the song Tiger Man. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it must
all
be
right.
from
musical
a video.
How long have you got here? I mean, like, should we start at the beginning of music and go through history?
Yeah, no idea.
You wake up like this every day?
Yeah.
Are you married?
I I am married, and I never wake up, and I never go to sleep. Like, and what about your life?
Cassie,
no, let me talk about your personal life. I want to know more. You guys are interesting.
This guy,
you shock me. You're shocking.
I want to go on a car ride with you.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
You know what? If I had a dollar for everyone said they want to have a car ride with me, all right? But you know what? I used to got a Jag E-Type 64 first series, all right? So be careful. And I drive, like, you know, in an exciting as Epic. Elvis Presley in concert. Elvis sings and tells his story like never before.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. We're going to slow all this down and listen back to it when you're off the phone. No, but you know what I love about this? Because that guy, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, there's not been a live performer like Elvis
no.
since Elvis. And we're hungry for this.
Yeah.
And it's sad that he died so young
right.
and so disheveled on drugs and everything. And you have footage yeah. of him.
At his prime.
At his prime.
Yeah.
And... You know, painstakingly took the time to put it all together.
A lot of work.
Well, thanks for that, because actually, yes, yes, and yes.
Yep.
All those things are true. And worse, not worse, better, at his prime. I think, I'm not sure whether it's Raz or AJ, but I'm going to go with AJ. I think AJ said the key thing, right, which is we need someone like this at this time. You know?
Chaz said
someone
that.
Can get out there.
No, you had a 50-50 shot.
You were close. Yeah. You're close, though. That's good. Yeah.
No, we do. Oh, really? We're hungry. We're no, hungry.
But, you know what? The good news. We're hungry. The good news is I know what your voice sounds like, AJ. So right. You know.
Yeah, I'm over here. Gotcha. Yeah.
Did you find
we're
anything?
Hungry, man. We're hungry. We're hungry for it. We need.
Yeah.
We need to be lifted up. We need an artist who can go out there, sing a song like "Before You Criticize," you know. Judge or abuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Right.
You know, we need someone who can sing really up songs, who's anyone whose spirit, right, is authentic and, you know, empathetic, but also who's sexy as hell. I mean, when I was living in Graceland, I had an office there for 18 months, right? And I looked at this guy, Sam Bell, and he said, think about Elvis. You know, this is when Elvis was living in the one house in the black community. He said, like, you know, he said, they were from East Tupelo. They were really poor. And his father went to jail.
Yeah.
You know?
Had
but
a hard
he
life.
Rose up, yeah. You know, sort of Greek god with a voice like Orpheus, you know?
He's driving. So,
I was standing in line at Graceland, and I just looked at the line.
Yeah.
And it was people from all walks of life,
yeah.
From all parts of the planet, yeah. Speaking different languages, yeah. All there for the same thing.
All unified by one
and
man.
And we were all unified by his music.
Yeah.
And to get him in that Vegas era, right at the beginning of it, not at the end when it was sad, but the beginning, and for us to be able to go and watch that intertwined with his life story told by him, amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks. I mean, listen, this is an accidental movie. What's happening out there, and I've seen it. I got a text last night. From a mum who said I took my 21-year-old, my 20-year-old. They hate the fact that I got Elvis. I bored them to death. We watched it. At the end of it, I turned to them. I looked them in the eyes. I could see their face, and I said, I know what you're thinking. And they went, yep. You want to see it again, don't you? We went straight back in and saw it again.
That's awesome. That's cool.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, me too.
And we're linked up at WPR.com. Bass, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. Anytime.
What just happened?
I'm not quite sure.
You sure his name's not Spaz? Baz for short.
Right.
Spaz.
He talks so damn fast. And for me to say that.
Can you imagine working on his movie? Like, you're like, I'm going to work for Baz Luhrmann.
Right.
And then he goes, blah, 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 blah. All right, I'll go do that.
I don't know what you just said.
What the hell did he just ask me?
He said, work on the movie or get some chicken.
I'm not sure what he just asked.
I don't know.
I heard him say, salt mine, vinegar, Elvis. That's what I got from all that.
Yeah. Wow. It sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm into the movie.
The movie sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what just happened there.
He sounds like a fun guy.
Yeah. No, definitely. I'd go have some beers with him. A couple of Fosters. Yeah.
A little bit of meth.
Right. Maybe. I don't know.
He's Australian.
So. Right. Hey, you know.
That makes so much sense now.
And he's done a lot of other movies that we're familiar with, right?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, that one.
Young Leo. Yeah.
Young Leo.
Yeah.
Young.
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, yep. Greg Gatsby.
Wow.
The Elvis movie with the... So I guess that's probably how he found this footage. The
right.
Elvis so there are folks who actually understand what he says.
So he made the other Elvis movie a few years ago.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, and that was very artsy, and I loved it.
Yeah, acclaimed.
Critically
acclaimed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, now I'm getting this.
Okay,
he
cool.
found it by accident. He was working on that movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to read the subtitles. He was talking.
Can you imagine being the person hired to like type in, you know, like a court stenographer?
Yep. Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.